Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Joining me this morning to talk a little bit about his upcoming magic show here at the Conigach Theater at San Juan College. It is scheduled, of course, for Saturday, January the 14th at 2 p.m. Misto the Magi is with me this morning through a special link that we have set up. Good morning. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Scott.
Good to see you, and excited about your show that's coming here to San Juan College, like I said, at 2 p.m. on January 14th. The details are tickets are $10 for adults, kids and students are $5, seniors, military, Encore students, employees of San Juan College get in for $8, and you're telling me that's a bargain.
Oh, it's a huge bargain.
Yeah. So we're getting a good deal, it sounds like.
Yeah, we do a residency every summer up here in Durango at the Animas City Theater, and I do a lot of performing arts centers throughout the country, and our tickets generally range about $30.
Wow, that is quite the deal. And so, So talk to me about your show. This is an all ages show, right? You do a little bit
of
everything.
Yes, it is. It's good for kids and adults between 4 and 94.
Wow, okay. All right. And it's all different types of magic, right? I was looking at some of the images on your Facebook page. I mean, you're doing all kinds of things, it looks like to me, from the photos I saw and that we'll share here in a moment.
Yeah, it's a stage illusion show. It's a big show. So I've got a lovely assistant. We cut her into thirds, we vanish her on stage, and we do the fastest trick in the West.
Hey, okay. How about that? And even after cutting her into thirds on so many performances, she keeps coming back to work with you.
Amazing, right?
Right? That is amazing to me. You also have some audience participation, it looks like to me.
Lots of audience participation. All the kids get to come up if they want to.
Got you. I'm looking at a...
This little piece right here is my haunted table illusion. And that young person is looking underneath to see that there's no strings or wires or anything funny.
Yeah, the table appears to be floating
is floating.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
It's haunted.
I got it on poltergeist.com.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to check that out.
A little known website.
Very good. And of course, we're talking with video, but we do have a radio audience too. So for them, they're losing out because they don't see all the images and things that we are sharing this morning.
That's okay. They can come to the show.
They need
to
come to the show. That's true. And just see what we're talking about. Exactly.
Exactly.
And so it looks like the one kid in the picture is really trying to figure this out of why your haunted table is haunted.
Exactly.
Really trying to figure it out. All right. Other images here. You've got, I'm not sure what's going on here. Explain that photo to me.
Oh,
I see feathers.
That one is a magic piece where somebody comes up and they pick a card, and then I pierce the card with 10 solid silver swords. I'm sorry. With a sword.
Okay.
And I pierced their card out of midair.
Oh, okay.
And we've got some...
I see it. I can see this.
I don't want to give it up.
Okay.
But my assistant's very excited about me doing this.
She is. I can see that. That's true. Well, and you have a trick ready for us too today that you were going to share with us. Is that something that we could talk about right now?
Oh, sure. I just thought I would show you something very quick.
Okay.
In fact, this is one of the fastest card tricks in the world. Are you ready?
I'm watching carefully.
Okay.
Wow. That's pretty quick. Okay. I'm not sure how you did that, but all right. But that's part of what you will be bringing to the Connie Gotch Theater then on the 12th of the 14th, pardon me, of January.
Yeah, absolutely. The one thing about our show is it really is an all ages show. We appeal to adults, college students, obviously up here in Durango. We've got the Fort Lewis College. We get a lot of college students coming out. In fact, there was one college student came to me after the show one day, and he was like, yeah, me and my buddies came to laugh at you, and we ended up laughing with you, and you're amazing. You fooled us so badly.
Wow. That's high praise from a college student.
I think that was high praise from a college student.
I agree with you. And so you do this all over the place. You mentioned that you have a residency in the Durango area, but you also travel all over to perform in front of audiences, don't you?
I do. We have I have a solo show. I have this illusion show. We're very regional. We perform in theaters all over Colorado, New Mexico, Arizona, Utah. We've performed at the Lakewood Center in Lakewood. We've been out to the Dairy Center up in Boulder, the Rialto Theater up in Loveland.
All over.
We've also done several things up in the mountains. I was up in Beaver Creek last week. We're all over.
Nice. But probably not for the ticket prices that we're going to have here in Farmington.
No, you guys are lucky.
We are lucky, indeed. So I want to ask you, Misto, a little bit about the whole idea of magic and illusion. It just seems like you mentioned the college students' reaction, but I imagine the younger kids and even some of the older adults, there's just something about magic and illusion of going to a show and seeing it live and in person. And I think all of us sit in the audience, try to figure out how you did the things that you do. But it's really something about seeing a show like yours live and in person that really makes a big difference, don't you think?
Absolutely. So our show is a vaudeville show. So there's magic, there's comedy, there's song, there's dance. My assistant is an amazing acrobat and flow spinner. So she does a piece there with that. And most of our big numbers are, they're like little plays that we do, like a little skit. So everything has a theme and there's laughters and jokes. And then I have what I call thought droplets, little bits of magical wisdom that are sprinkled throughout the show. And if you're savvy enough to pick up on them, you might get a new idea on how to bring more magic into your own life.
Ah, okay. We'll see. I think we can all use some of that, don't you?
Absolutely.
Right. And so you will be here, and we have it on authority from the Semo College Theater manager that we're going to be able to give away some tickets to your show.
No way!
Yeah, we're going to give away some tickets. So what do you think of that?
I think it's great.
A good deal, right? Make a good deal even better. So we've got two tickets to the first five callers. So let me do this quick announcement real quick, Ms. Stowe, and then we'll get back to the interview. But call us now, 505-566-3909, everybody. 505-566-390.9 is the number. Two tickets to the first five callers, and then there's an additional event right before the show, a snowball fight in the quad outside the theater, and so you'll get 10 snowballs with your free tickets, and then Misto, you'll get a wet audience, I guess, after the snowball fight.
Great.
So
I love
how about
a wet
that?
Audience.
Yeah, so there you go. But yeah, or maybe you can make the snowballs disappear. I'm not sure either. Yeah, but that could be cool. But anyway, we will give away some tickets right now. So give me a call. First five callers, two free tickets to see Misto the Magician coming up on Saturday, January 14th at 2 p.m. here at the Connie Gotch Theater at San Juan College. Misto, do you have a favorite type of trick or illusion that you do? Do you like putting people into three pieces? Or what types of illusions do you like the best to perform?
So I love having the big stage. It's so much fun. I have a whole team behind me to make everything work. You know, the sat, the music, the lights, the, you know, my assistant, we have a backstage manager, you know, it's just so much fun to have a lot of support and a nice big crowd that wants to have fun. We do perform my favorite magic trick in the show. It's called the Water Mystery. And it's my favorite magic trick because it fools me and I know how it's done.
Oh.
That's how good it is.
Wow. That sounds interesting to me. Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I hope you can make it, Scott.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. I'm looking forward to being there and maybe at the snowball fight too. Who knows, right?
Exactly.
But there you go. Well, Ms. Doe, the Magi, thank you for joining me this morning. We are just about out of time, I'm afraid, but we appreciate you being with me and talking about your upcoming show here at San Juan College.
Thanks, Scott. Look forward to seeing you and the rest of Farmington and San Juan College there.
There you go. We'll fill the theater on the 14th, January 14th at 2 p.m. It's the Ms. Doe Magic Show here at San Juan College. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.